Hi, I'm Peter Hill, and welcome to all you folk out there in podcast land. This is a radio program style quiz, and I'll give you the question number, the question, then four options, some thinking music, then the answer and explanation. We'll start soon after a little bit of introduction music. Question 1.
Water vapor, H2O, and carbon dioxide, CO2, from burning fossil fuels and volcanoes, and methane, CH4, from farts and basic leaks from oil production, are all greenhouse gases. Which one of the following alternatives lists them in terms of importance, starting from the most important to the least important?
A.
H2O, CH4, CO2.
B.
CH4, CO2, H2O.
C.
CO2, H2O, CH4.
D.
H2O, CO2, CH4.
The answer is D.
H2O, CO2, CH4.
Now, an explanation of this answer goes as follows.
The atmosphere, although you cannot see it, is made up of invisible tiny little molecules. Each atom or molecule is made up of electrons and a positive nucleus. This has got electric charge, so it interacts with light, either bending it or scattering it, or various other things. The electromagnetic radiation pulls and distorts the molecules. For a molecule, which is a combination of more than one atom, two molecules need high-powered light to move them. However, once you move over to three molecules, this can actually twist and bend the molecule, pretty much similar to cracking a whip. And this means that it absorbs the all-important infrared radiation of the greenhouse effect. Now, the most important factor is the amount of gas. So the answer to this question goes water, which is the greatest amount, carbon, which is less than one part in a thousand, and then finally methane, which is even rarer. It doesn't build up in the atmosphere, but decays light, so the sun actually cleans up the methane, converting it, of course, to carbon dioxide.
So for the question.
Water vapor, H2O, and carbon dioxide, CO2, from burning fossil fuels and volcanoes, and methane, CH4, from farts and basic leaks from oil production, are all greenhouse gases. Which one of the following alternatives lists them in terms of importance, starting from the most important to the least important?
The answer is
H2O, CO2, CH4.
Question 2.
Where does the infrared radiation in the greenhouse effect originate from?
A.
Greenhouse gases.
B.
Human activity.
C.
The surface of the Earth.
D.
The sun.
The answer is C.
The surface of the Earth.
Now, an explanation of this answer goes as follows.
Scientists have a term for when a object which is hot emits radiation, and they call it black body radiation. The sun is very hot, around 5,000 or 6,000 degrees, and therefore it produces most of its energy in the visible wavelengths. These travel from the sun to Earth through space, and when they hit the surface of the Earth, this energy is absorbed, and the Earth itself heats up. And it similarly is the source of energy, the infrared radiation. So most of the infrared radiation in the atmosphere, or coming from the atmosphere, doesn't come from the sun, but is actually irradiating from the surface of the warm Earth.
So for the question,
where does the infrared radiation in the greenhouse effect originate from?
The answer is
the surface of the Earth.
Question 3.
By what level would the sea level rise if all the Northern Hemisphere Arctic ice melted?
A.
10 metres.
B.
50 metres.
C.
5 metres.
D.
0 metres.
The answer is D.
0 meters.
Now, an explanation of this answer goes as follows.
Ice is a lower density than liquid water, and so therefore floats. When floating ice melts, it reduces in volume, so the volume that displaces is exactly the same. Because that the Arctic, which is on the North Pole, there is no land, and all the ice is floating. If all the Arctic ice melts, the net effect on the sea level is 0 meters.
So for the question,
by what level would the sea level rise if all the Northern Hemisphere Arctic ice melted?
The answer is
0 meters.
Question 4.
What best describes the location of the ozone layer?
A.
Begins 50 kilometers above the Earth's surface and goes towards outer space.
B.
Diffuse between 10 and 50 kilometres above the Earth's surface.
C.
Begins 10 kilometres above the Earth's surface.
D.
Begins 25 kilometres above the Earth's surface and finishes at 27 kilometres.
The answer is B.
Diffuse between 10 and 50 kilometres above the Earth's surface.
Now, an explanation of this answer goes as follows.
Perhaps there should be a better word rather than layer when we describe the word. Perhaps there should be a better word rather than layer when we describe the concept, ozone layer. simply because the way we use Maya in everyday life is different from what is meant scientifically. So when I put on a layer on clothing, a layer of clothing, I actually have a distinct idea of my jumper starting at a certain point and not mixing with other layers. Or similarly, if there's a layer of dust, I describe that as a particular location. If there's a layer of icing and so forth, a layer of cement, a layer of anything, we have a distinct idea. The ozone layer is a little bit different. It's a diffuse gas, and it is found between 10 kilometres and 50 kilometres above the Earth's surface, where outer space is defined to begin at 100 kilometres above the Earth's surface. And the ozone layer has a peak density at around 25 kilometres above the Earth's surface. So there's not a distinct point where you suddenly leave normal nitrogen and oxygen and hit a layer of pure ozone. Ozone is diffused in this larger layer.
So for the question,
what best describes the location of the ozone layer?
The answer is
diffuse between 10 and 50 kilometers above the Earth's surface.
Question 5.
What happens to the solar energy that is absorbed by the ozone layer?
A.
It charges the atmosphere, creating lightning.
B.
It causes this region of the atmosphere to heat up.
C.
It creates new chemicals.
D.
It causes strong winds.
The answer is B.
It causes this region of the atmosphere to heat up.
Now, an explanation of this answer goes as follows.
Because the ozone layer is absorbing all the ultraviolet energy from the sun, it actually heats up, causing what is known as a temperature inversion. This inversion turns off the buoyancy or convection of the layer below, and so there's no turbulent weather in the ozone layer, which is also known as the stratosphere.
So for the question,
what happens to the solar energy that is absorbed by the ozone layer?
The answer is
it causes this region of the atmosphere to heat up.
The quiz. We hope you enjoyed it. You're feeling a bit more confident and it added to your store of knowledge. Cheerio, see you next time.